Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we're into hour number three today, and what InfoWars is going through is a smaller model of what President Trump's going through, so I'm very thankful for you all standing with us. They're tying Trump down with hundreds of lawsuits. Was it 5-6 criminal indictments? Where he's got to constantly show up to all this crap. And coming up next month, I've got some hearings in federal court, the bankruptcy. Had to make a bunch of decisions, have legal meetings. I had to go deal with bankruptcy stuff last week for 2 days. I had to deal with it this morning. And I don't let the enemy win. I know this is what Trump's doing. I then come in and do extra shows at night and special reports and Saturday shows. I've been doing the Sunday show forever just to counter that. I'm not going to let them win. But Trump's like 78 years old, man. And you've only got to admire his stamina, his energy, his fortitude. He's certainly not perfect. None of us are. But our shared enemies are coming after President Trump. And he needs your support. And quite frankly, so does InfoWars. All right. I got a lot of news, a lot of clips, a lot of big stories to hit. But I also want to open the phones up in this hour on the weaponization of the legal system and being used against the American people and the Amish and citizens that live near the border being overrun and murdered and killed and the feds not even prosecuting the people that assault them or kill them. I mean, really, here's my question to listeners. What do we do about the weaponized legal system and judiciary? Because they don't control every jurisdiction, but very quickly, Soros hasn't just taken control of almost every city and a lot of small towns, but they've got the judges and the prosecutors and the mayors. When I say Soros, he's the main mover, the guy that puts his head up above the parapet with his son, Alexander. Soros. But, I mean, it's worse than you know if you're just a common person, which is great to be common. Boy, I wish sometimes I was just a regular person in a 9-to-5 job and under the radar. But what people are figuring out is they're coming after everybody. And they're cutting off the public's energy. They're shipping fentanyl in. They're devaluing our dollar. The globalists have it out for America because we were founded as a Christian nation and a nation that was free and open. You didn't have to be Christian, but was founded as that, and it produced so much wealth and so much success and so much power that the globalists have hijacked the country, but they're threatened by the potential resurgence. You ever cut down a tree? Or maybe a high windstorm comes through and a big, pretty, you know, oak tree you got in the backyard breaks and falls down or gets struck by lightning, and then you saw it off at the bottom and cut it up for firewood, but then the roots sprout, and a whole bunch of little trees come up. And if you leave them alone, you can then later trim some of the smaller ones, but you'll get 2 or 3 trees out of the one tree. That's really what's happened in the Liberty Movement, is all this persecution has caused, and all this cutting down of liberty lovers has actually caused a resurgence at the grassroots. And that's really where they miscalculated. So it's an amazing time to be alive, but that's why the globalists, on one hand, don't calculate that their oppression is going to make people mad and there's going to be blowback. But on the other hand, even when people were asleep, there wasn't a big resistance going on. The establishment instinctively knew that it could always come back. And so that's why they're trying to hold our head underwater. That's why they're doing these terrible things to us. So we're going to open the phones up for first-time callers on this huge subject of tyranny and judicial reform and where you think it's all going, what you think is going to happen to President Trump and the war on the free press and their obvious attempts to steal the next election as well. It's a huge subject area, but I'd love to get your take on it. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. And we will take your phone calls here today. I wanted to come back, though, and get into some of Trump's amazing statements last night. And then we've also got a lot of other news on cutting off the energy, which I know you know they're doing, but it's next level when I hit this next piece of news. We've also got Putin standing up against the pedophiles, being decried by the left here in America. and Iran clearly supplying underwater drones to Yemen. Now, look, I don't want war with Iran, but just because our government's corrupt doesn't mean Iran's good either. Iran is out of control. And I'm not saying...
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation, for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower priced than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% curcuminoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're taking your phone calls on weaponized judiciary and the court systems and how do we counter it, interspersed with a ton of big breaking economic, military, and cultural news that I'm going to hit here in just a moment. Bearded tranny slams girls high school basketball player into the court. Team forfeits over injuries. We're going to be hitting that here in a moment, a bunch of Trump clips, but I wanted to play this short clip first.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey.
If I were the devil,
if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. So I set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me. Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame.
The president of the United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect the discipline of emotions. Don't let those run wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want it until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct, I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Gentlemen,
now you know
rest of the story.
I can show you, and you've already seen it yourselves, an hour-long compilation, just a clip after clip of in MMA and boxing and wrestling and weightlifting and in track and in swimming, in everything, men dominating women's sports. And in the case of MMA and boxing, men brutally breaking the cheekbones and of women. Why do the women even compete in that? Well, why do we, people buy tickets to that? Because BlackRock backs it. Well, we've got video out of Massachusetts. Bearded tranny slams girl, high school basketball player on the court. Team forfeits over the injuries. What a clown show. You've got a guy with a beard out there beating up girls. And we call this openness. We call this progressiveness. And the left sits there and defends it. Because if they can get away with this, they can get away with that. They can get away with anything. Go ahead and roll it with audio. So, this is America. A dude with a beard is about a foot taller than any other girls. Parents, go to this. Pull your children out. Tell the school you're not coming back. No one should be on that basketball court. Just like the truckers are not going to deliver to New York, just like the businesses are pulling out of New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, California, Washington, Oregon, Illinois. There's still a lot of good people in those states, folks, but they're run by absolute crazed demons. And that dovetails with the latest speech of Vladimir Putin. It's in Russian, so I'm not going to play it, but I'll read it to you. Don't touch the kids, Putin tells the, quote, gays. And that's out of state-run RT, which isn't even strong enough. It's don't touch the kids, Putin tells the pedos. The new definition of the gays is wanting to be with children. So just a few years ago, it was let us marry. And Putin says, hey, you want to, you know, as an adult, that's your freedom. But leave kids alone and stop attacking the family and stop recruiting and stop targeting children or we're going to throw your ass in prison. And they say that this is horrible homophobia. So liberals and leftists and the LGBTQPS, you know, the P and S is for pedophilia and Satanism. They openly promote it now. As a bandwagon group, that's what's being promoted now. That's what's being defended. And, oh, Putin's bad for saying, don't touch the kids. It's like the Pink Floyd song. We don't need no education, no dark sarcasm in the classroom. Hey, teachers, leave them kids alone. In fact, can you guys cue that song up? I want to play the intro of it here in a moment. So you look at the left on the bottom, and they're mindless, they're zombies, they're out of control. And you ask, how could they have gotten like this? The drugs, the culture, all black, white, everybody's getting hurt by it. And you ask, why are the controllers doing it? Because, again, if you'll accept two men having a baby or your daughter is in MMA and she goes to a match and a dude that outweighs her by 50 pounds gets in there and breaks her jaw and you put up with that, well, then there's nothing that you won't put up with. Yeah, look at this new story on Infowars.com. Talk about what AI could be programmed to do. AI programmed, honestly, could do a lot of helpful things. It will still, though, replace humans to a great extent. Google's woke AI image generator refuses to create white people, period, says the existence of white people is bad, will not allow the image of a white person. And this is all run by the big banks. This is all programmed by a bunch of old white men. Larry Page, Sergey Brin, Larry Fink, Eric Schmidt. We do have an old white person problem. And some are Christian, some are Jewish, some are atheists, some are whatever they are. But it's old white men. Because they're cold-blooded. They look at the numbers and say, well, whites are 7% of the world population. We'll just brainwash everybody. The problems in the world are white people. And then point everybody at the white people that are just in the same boat as everybody else and use racial politics to control everybody. Absolutely disgusting. So Google AI will not show white people. It eliminates white men from search.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Ever get so intertwined and so controlled that I don't care what show it is. You know, my wife and I really don't watch Netflix shows together. What we do is, and I'm going to start setting the camera up at home and showing this, we'll sit there for an hour after our younger daughter goes to bed. And we'll just go through the cowboy shows and the science fiction shows and the drama shows and play the trailer. And in every trailer, the men aren't in charge. All the bosses are women. The hero's a woman. The woman kicks all the men's asses. And, of course, that's not the real world. So ask yourself, why is that way? Well, Hollywood has said, we're owned by BlackRock and others. And we're given what's supposed to be in the script. And if we don't have that in the script, we don't get money. You say, okay, well, fine, let Hollywood extinct itself. But see, through the ESG system, that's what they call it, it's going to be down to what kind of car you drive, what you eat, where you go, who you associate with, what you do. That's the social credit score. And if you want to get independent people under that control, you first got to get all the corporations in line so that they can enforce it on you. So in today's world, it's never show a man in charge, never show a man competent, never show a man strong, show women kicking all the men's asses. But then twist it and have biological men kicking women's asses in sports and say they're women. See, it's all meant to confuse people. And then never show a white family. And then now Google AI won't generate you a white man. You type in, show me a Caucasian man. Show me a white person. Won't show you a white person because being white's bad. I remember just a few years ago, remember what was like 10 years ago now, Google refused to put up a little doodle. You know, you go to Google.com almost every day. Let's go to Google.com right now. Most days, there'll be some weird communist that died or some socialist or some trans person or some pedo promoter. It, you know, it's usually something disgusting. Occasionally it's something, you know, Jacques Cousteau or something interesting. You know, Jacques Cousteau was for depopulation. But I saw Jacques Cousteau once. But they'll never on Easter, never on Christmas, never on Good Friday for Catholics ever show a Christian doodle. And it gets worse. Remember then Google 6, 7 years ago, just go to Google.com, guys. Put the front page up, please. See if there's a doodle today. There's nothing today. The Google calendars removed all Christian holidays from the calendar. Now, see, that was years ago. So all I'm saying is, if I went on Google AI and I said, because maybe I was doing a presentation on Black history or Michael Jordan or George Washington Carver or Louis Farrakhan. You know, I interviewed Louis Farrakhan. Let's say I want to re-update it with a little AI intro. We're actually looking to re-release the Louis Farrakhan. He'll actually look into some of that. And I go, I type in Louis Farrakhan, and I get a white woman or an Indian woman. I'd be like, what the hell? I want Louis Farrakhan. Now, imagine the scandal if it actually is super censored, so they'll probably do it. If you went and you tried to create an AI image of Louis Farrakhan and it wouldn't show you Louis Farrakhan, you'd say, that's wrong because they're blocking somebody out of history. Well, imagine white men, the Google AI won't even let you do that because white men are bad. Just like, and I've really seen this for a long time because I don't care as long as they're competent, but they're mainly men. That's who gets into that type of thing, usually. They try to make women get into it. Most of them don't want to do it. They want to, fine. I've been on planes with female pilots. Didn't feel bad. But they said 2 months ago, the FAA, we're going to start hiring mentally ill people fly airplanes. What is that about? That's about getting away with anything. It's about creating precedent so crazy that anything will go. All right, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back with the Dean and James and Lily and Jen and Rick and Tony and Zach and Anthony and Mary and Alan. Or Aline, sorry. And that'll be it for the calls. I'll get to every one of you. And again, when they say, oh, we've got all these women pilots now, it's all about, oh, they're in the group, and it's all real liberal, and it's, oh, it's all women pilots, and only women are allowed. See, it's all segregating into groups that the corporations then control. Because they don't want women and men together. They don't want families together. They don't want people that are proud of their white culture, not because they're racist, but because their problem solvers are black movements that are out there where, you know, they talk about how black women can't hardly get a husband because nobody wants to get married and they're too busy chasing some other color because they've been told that. And there's major black movements saying, hey, we should, you know, be proud of ourselves and proud of the fact we're black. And look, if people love each other, I'm not attacking you. I'm saying, why is it being force-fed? Because there's an agenda here, people. It's that simple. And you've got to, again, ask yourselves why that is. And I don't like my children. I got 4 children. One's 21, 19, 16, and almost 7. And I want them to be proud of the fact they're human, proud of the fact they have European ancestors, and a little bit of Native American. And I want them to be proud of being Americans and Christians and white, but also proud of everybody else in their heritage. And if they like somebody or love somebody, and that's the thing, that's what they want to do, that's fine. But it shouldn't be imprinted on them, this guilt that the earth's dying, kids are all bad, you're killing the earth, there's too many people, the world's going to end. That really screws kids up. And then the culture openly teaches as young as 5th grade that it's inherently bad because you're white. Some innocent white child is hearing that. But imagine the black kids in there or the mixed kids in there. And they're hearing white people are bad, but I was told we should all judge people off of what they stand for and what they do and what they produce. And now you're hearing the opposite. That really screws up children. And it's evil. And it's not being done to create unity or to end discrimination. It's being done by a ruthless globalist. Because it will destroy society. It will destroy civilization. All right, I got a lot more to get to, but I want to take your calls first. Please remember, we have a lot of fabulous sponsors like DrJonesNaturals.com, where you can find the highest quality, finally back in stock, the original Super Blue non-fluoride toothpaste with nano silver, iodine, tea tree, organic peppermint. No fillers, super strong, tiny dot, cleans your whole mouth, lasts 2 or 3 times longer than a regular tube of toothpaste, depending on how much you put on there. It's amazing. Super Blue is back. The original with nano silver and more at DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com and the silver nano wound gels there and the silver bullets there and the immune silver nano gargles there. And then a whole bunch of other products that aren't available at InfoWarsStore.com are available at DrJonesNaturals.com. Just DR, you don't spell out doctor, DrJonesNaturals.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. And then at InfoWarsStore.com, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest curcuminoid, so good for your whole body, your immune system, your inflammation, you got to experience it. It's back in stock. Body's 40% off. At InfoWarsStore.com, and TurboForce is back in stock as well.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce. But if you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at the list of ingredients and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. use. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And the final equation, everything coming out of Hollywood, everything coming out of the corporate media, everything coming out of D.C., is to destroy you and your family. So it's real simple. You can study this 24-7 like I do and fight it all the time and be a super expert at it. Or you can just realize everything you've ever been told is a lie by these people, and they're out to get you, and whatever they say, don't believe a damn word of it. I mean, it's real simple. And I got one more article I want to hit here, and then I'm going to your calls. And look, I beat a dead horse on this, but if you want to know if your government's out to get you, all you got to know is this, okay? Biden killed the Keystone Pipeline that would have cut gas prices 50 cents on average, and created hundreds of thousands of jobs after it was built. He banned all new oil exploration, gas. He cut off thousands of permits to repair pipelines around the country. MiningWeekly.com. India gets 40 bids for commercial coal mines. So America can't use coal. America can't mine coal. But India is now surpassed China in production. Another thing against the Indians. I just want us to have a few jobs. And so our companies have moved there where they get cheap energy and coal. And they go, oh, we can't burn it here. It's bad for the environment. India doesn't have scrapers on their coal-fired plants. You look at one of our coal-powered plants or Europe's, I mean, it's a big, complex building with all these tubes and things because nothing comes out but water vapor and carbon dioxide. It's clean as a whistle. Not China, not India, not Mexico. So the left, who's in bed with the globalists and has all the factories, they forcibly move everything overseas where there's no environmental controls, kill all our clean stuff, and then say it's for the earth. It's just, if people had a basic understanding of energy, they would know this wasn't true. New Delhi. India's received a total of 40 bids for some of the 32 commercial coal mines that were available for auctioning in December. The government has a statement on Monday adding the bids would be open February 20th. They're the world's largest or second largest coal user after China. And they're boosting it and building more coal power plants. We cannot compete. And that is a boot on our neck, folks, that affects you no matter what color you are. When they cut your energy off, they're killing you. They're cutting the fertilizer off around the world. And I keep explaining this, and you're going to wonder why food prices explode and why there's crime and why it's horrible, why the third world collapses. It's all being done administratively. But you turn on the TV and it's all about how white people are bad. What the hell does the white guy down the street that's an insurance salesman have to do with the New World Order cutting off your power? Now, there's coal mines in India. All right, let's go to the calls. I'm going to shut up now. Anthony in Los Angeles, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
God bless you. First off, thank you for all your incredible service to humanity. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I wanted to get into something that I read a while back, and it's the Key of Solomon. It was written in 900 B.C., and he talks about the five cursed nations. And what's interesting about those five cursed nations is that they are groups of people, the aggressors, the violent ones, the cowards, the voluptuous ones. I would say that those are the pedophiles and those are into child sex, and then the anarchists. And if you think about what's happening now, basically, you know, 2,000 years later, it's interesting. And you talked about the judicial system. Well, if someone doesn't stand up with a spine, they're either compromised or they're cowards. I don't know how else to actually look at it. And I think there needs to be, to borrow your term, a great awakening with people too, so that they understand some of these aspects so that they can fight through them. Because wisdom is priceless. It's not painless, but it's priceless. And if we look at what we're up against the forces of darkness, and it's the forces of light that win. God wins. We've seen that in World War I. We've seen it in World War II. And this is a global aspect now.
And when you say nations, it's satanic nations of people with kindred spirits. So they can be black, they can be white, they can be brown. What he's saying is there's the armies of Satan categorize themselves into groups according to what sin they like the best.
100%. Absolutely, 100%. And that's why this is, again, it's, you think about humanity, and we have a higher
nature. You can have a black guy and a white guy and an Asian woman. They're all Antifa. They're all into Satanism. They're all into communism. They're all into perversion. They're different colors, but their spirit's the same.
Exactly. Well, it's their individual souls, but they're operating through their lower nature. That's why we have free will.
No. You're right. They're different people. What I'm saying is they're resonating to the same satanic spirit, though.
Absolutely. It's like energies attract like energies, opposites repel. I mean, it's a law of nature. It's a law of consequence. If I throw a ball at a wall, the ball's going to bounce back. The only termination is, where's the wall?
So what do you think is going to happen with the corrupt judiciary and Trump?
With Trump, I mean, for me, the guy's amazing. You know what I mean? I remember hearing an interview with him in the White House. And so what do you think about that chair behind the desk? Because that chair just stays warm for 48 years. And I was like, wow, that makes sense. Because for 48 years, the Democrats elected and then their populace is happy. For 48 years, a Republican is elected and their populace is happy. He came in and disrupted the whole situation. I do think that he will overcome this because he is backed by the forces of light. I absolutely believe that. I think that he needs to get in front of the Supreme Court so that they can actually understand where we're at as a nation and within history of where we're at, because this is the tipping point. And if we lose the judiciary, I mean, look at politics, look at law, look at education, look at like the seven fields of human endeavor. I mean, there's so much of that lower nature. People need to fight that tyranny. We need to fight the lower nature, fight those five accursed nations within so they can become more godlike.
Absolutely. I can talk to you all day, Anthony. I'm going to jump here to everybody here. Thank you, sir. Great points. Mary in Pennsylvania, thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for all you do. What I'd like to say is that we wrestle against these dark forces, and they are dark forces. But it's one thing, nobody's above the law, okay? But nobody should be a target of the law. And using the color of law to take away people's rights and their property. The Eighth Amendment clearly states cruel and unusual punishment, unnecessary fines.
And Fannie Willis and all of them, but also Letitia James, they said, we're running for office to get Trump. I mean, Letitia James said that, and then there's no victim. Absolutely. And people say, well, it's cruel and unusual. I agree with you. Even if he did something wrong, he didn't do anything wrong. He has one of the best investment records out there.
There's no victims. And the only victim is us people, us Americans. The American jurisprudence in this country is a shamble. It's a shame. I'm outraged.
You're right. And let me tell you, I've experienced it. They are hiring the worst people they can. I mean, they are just hiring horrible demons. And we got to pray for Trump. He's under such attack. People say, oh, he's not perfect. Well, you know what? Our enemies are coming after him, and that's 100% real.
God bless you.
God bless you, Mary. Thank you. Aline in Washington, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First, I wanted to say your products are fantastic. I've been ordering for well over 10 years, and I just order everything. I keep Vitamin Mineral Fusion on hand. I take it every day. I drink it. I have Winter Sun. I buy the zinc and vitamin C tablets, buy the X2 and X3, bought all the vitamins in that I can get from my
Let me say this, Aline. Let me thank you. You're the reason we're still on air. So thank you so much.
Oh, and I've got both your books signed, and I've ordered extra books that I've given away.
Oh, wow.
I order T-shirts and give them away to friends and family. I have to say you just have the greatest products. And
thank you.
This has been something that I've been doing for well over 10 years, and I just please stay in business. I appreciate your fight. Because you being on air has just given me incentive to hang in there. I live in a state where we're ruled by people who don't have our best interests in mind. I mean, I can't wait till we can get rid of Inslee and
get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Texas gives illegal aliens. Just think about, and nobody talks about it. They give them birth certificates. They let them go to our hospitals, our schools. They give them in-state tuition. They give them welfare, driver's license, car insurance. They can buy a car. They can drive a car. And the list goes on forever. This is a sanctuary state. There's no getting around that. And the politicians in Austin, which I call them a bunch of globalist Bush boys, they never talk about that. They never tell you how much, what the check they write each year.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. The Bushes, the blue blood Republicans, they're just as bad as the Democrats. And you're absolutely right, sir. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. All right, let's go to Lily in Tennessee. Go ahead, Lily.
Hi. Thank you, Alex, so much, and God bless you, sir. I just kind of wanted to just say something about Letitia James. She's kind of with charging Trump over a $300 million bond just to appeal what's going on, just to appeal his court case. It's almost as if it's a pay-to-play situation. And that's not how our law system should work. It's not how our government or judicial system should work. And I would kind of wonder if people could get together, all the people that have been affected by her policies, who have been hit in New York, who have been injured by criminals, and then these criminals are arrested and they're just set free to walk away. I wonder if there's a way that they can all get together and maybe do civil suits against this woman to kind of get her under the thumb of having to have these big fines judged against, like, brought up against her.
Well, if we had a Justice Department that wasn't completely corrupt quarterbacking all this, she'd be indicted for all the massive amounts of money she magically made since she got elected a few years ago. But because of that, she's been greenlit to commit all these crimes. But you got the truckers that are going to stop delivering things to New York, got the businesses leaving. They forget we've got a lot of ways to execute power that's nonviolent, civil disobedience against them, and it's happening. So I just think to everybody, New York City and New York State and quite frankly, California, any of these places are no-go zones. We should give them zero support.
Exactly. They are no-go zones. And I think the people that are unfortunate enough to still live up there in New York and Connecticut and all these other places, I think they really need to band together and say, we can't do this anymore, and we have to
They are. Look. New York's really red. So is California. It's election fraud. We know that. So that's really the problem we're facing.
It is. And I really appreciate you, Mr. Jones. I mean, Alex, sir. You're awesome. You're amazing.
You have to call me, sir. Listen, Lily, I appreciate you supporting us. We're in this together. We're all under attack. I'm doing this via self-preservation. And don't thank me. It's not a heroic act to stand up for myself. That's what you're doing as well. God bless you. All right, Zach in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to call. And first, I want to say thank you, and I appreciate you doing everything you're doing to expose these globalists and in an effort to save this country. I did have one quick question. I was just curious to see if you knew about the two redacted names that were supposed to be exposed on the Epstein files.
I don't know who those names are.
Okay. Other than that, man, I just want to say thank you for all you do. And I mean, obviously, anybody with any amount of common sense knows that this is a political persecution of President Trump, and it's terrible. I did have one more question. What do you think about the Chinese nationalists who just got elected to the elections board in California?
You know, I meant to play that clip on Monday and Tuesday. I forget her name. But it shows her name on the news. She's a Chinese national, basically an illegal alien, who's on the election board now. And that's all just them pissing in our face. And it just shows all these blue states and blue cities are letting illegal aliens vote. Remember, they were just denying that a few years ago. So, yeah, it's all about election fraud. And even if the illegals don't vote right away, they're counted in the census. So the blue states get more congressional seats. It's Kelly Wong.
Kelly Wong.
Yes, okay. San Francisco's first non-citizen elections commissioner, championing immigrant rights. So, I mean, guys, I sent you the clip 2 days ago. You guys pull the video up I sent you of Kelly Wong being sworn in.
I mean, if I'm not mistaken, that's just unconstitutional on its face, is it not?
They're doing it on, two men having a baby doesn't exist. X and Y chromosomes are real. No, I mean, I'm serious. It's about... San Francisco lets illegal aliens vote, and it's total fraud. And again, the Justice Department will not prosecute it. Great points. Thanks for the call. Did you guys find the quick Kelly Wong clip of her being sworn in? All right. Well, when you find it, let me know because I sent it to you Monday. But yeah, it's on the news. Like, isn't it great? The first non-citizen is the election commission. It's just, what can they do to you to break your will? What can they do to you to just overwhelm you where you'll accept anything? This is a process of normalcy bias, conditioning you to give up. Learned helplessness. Don't do it. Yeah, go ahead and roll the clip. Here it is.
原來三藩市有很多的權利,有很多非公民,移民都可以享有的,包括就算你不是公民,都可以去做委員,去影響政策的,很多事情都可以。
So there she is in Chinese. I read the transcript, that's why I know what she said. Rather being sworn in, that she's going to make sure all the illegal aliens can vote. John in Massachusetts, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
First time caller. Thank you for all you do. Long time supporter. You guys have the best product.
Thank you.
You make the comment in the past or all the time about how they cannot steal the election if it's a landslide. And I'm going to explain one possible scenario that nobody has ever talked about, but you have to think of it this way. So if the election happens tomorrow and Donald Trump wins, he wins every single state. There's ballots falling from the sky. There's boxes filled with ballots with his name all over them. You see where I'm getting at?
Yes.
So these people that are putting the ballots in the boxes, all they're going to do is change the name to Donald Trump's name. He wins the election. Oh, wait, whoa, there's election fraud here. This guy's a criminal. He's an election denier. We need to bring in the Justice Department. We have to see what's going on here. You can kind of see
I didn't
that
think of
wrong.
That. Yeah, if he wins, they'll claim it's fraud by Trump. That's a good point.
Exactly. So they're just going to change the names on the ballot, put his name there, and they're not going to turn it over. I mean, you can see that they don't seem to care if they're going to roll out this.
That's
guy
an interesting again. Idea. I haven't really thought of that. Thanks for making me think of it. But Hillary and the Democrats have already telegraphed what they're going to do. They're going, if he wins by just a landslide, they're going to activate race riots and then say that Trump is a racist. And if he calls the military out, claim that he's a dictator. So that's where they're going.
Right. And then, but how do we stop that? Because they're the criminal enterprise. How do you stop the criminal enterprise that has the Justice Department and everybody else on their side? It would be very hard to overturn that.
That's the situation we're in. You're in Massachusetts. What do you make of this man with a beard playing girls' basketball, slamming the girl on the ground?
Oh, it's disgusting. What they do around here, I mean, thankfully, I'm in a more rural area that has a little bit of common sense, but if you go towards the cities, you don't even want to be there. You just go there to, you know, if you have to, but it's just...
All right, sir. Thank you so much for the call, John. We're going to go to Tammy in the short next segment. I'll hand the baton to the guest host, to Owen Schroyer. I'll be live at 3 p.m. today. That's in an hour and 5 minutes. But let me show you this article out of the New York Post. And whether you're in Germany or Italy or France or the U.K. or Canada or the U.S. or Australia, it's the same global model, same NGOs. And they get taxpayer money out of the State Department. That's in the new Ukraine-Israel border bill, billions more to pay for this. Here it is. Inside Mayor Adams' migrant debit card boondoggle, no big bank, no bad bank, gets 50 million border crossers up to $10,000 each on debit cards. And they gave them debit cards to get here. Now, do you get a debit card when they're foreclosing on your house? Or when you got a tax bill? I sure know I don't. Because they're using this as a magnet to suck the illegals in here. It takes money to make money, as the old adage goes, and apparently it also takes money. But it's $53 million to give money away. Earlier this month, the Post broke the story that Mayor Eric Adams is giving out prepaid cash cards to migrants, not to citizens, not to veterans, not single mothers. Unusually for the mayor, Adams didn't publicize the story himself. His administration for nearly a month has failed to connect several public misconceptions about it. So Adams is acting like he's against open borders when he's helping run the whole thing. We're going to go to break, come back, finish up with Tammy. I got a John Stewart clip I meant to get to 2 days ago. We're going to play as well, where he's demonizing Tucker, saying we got feces and needles everywhere. Then he hates America because he said that. No, that's how you fix it, is admitting the problem. How dare Tucker go to Russia and show how clean it is and how nice it was? He's a traitor. And John Stewart says it's a symbol of freedom how much we suck. These people are sick. It's easy for him, worth $150 million, and his brother runs the New York Stock Exchange, to sit up there and tell us how we're all bad. How about John Stewart takes some illegal aliens in his house? Don't hold your breath. John Stewart is an enemy of this country. All right, hour number four, just minutes away. Tammy in Seattle, stay there, going right to you. And a few of the tidbits of news. I'm Alex Jones, Band.video.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.